Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
An Erio's original.
Oh, God. I just said this whole thing about how awesome Carrie Kenny was, and I fucking didn't have my mic on. Well, I guess I'm not thanking her anymore, because I can't say that again. Just kidding. Carrie, thank you for filling in for me. She's so nice and so cool, isn't she?
She is so cool, and my friend who loves this podcast said she was really good.
She was so good that, like, if the people were to speak and demand her to take over the podcast, I'd be like, okay. Just because I like her so much, I'd believe it. I'd believe that to be, it might be true.
Maybe
the people might speak.
Maybe she's trying to steal your podcast. Maybe it was all a scheme.
But I like her so much that I'd be like, you know what? Scheme accomplished.
Yeah. Well, give it to her. Give her the podcast.
Maybe I will.
Give it to her for her birthday.
I like, not talking more than talking, but I love talking to Claudia.
Oh my God.
Claudia came today to talk about knitwear and skincare, two things that I love as well as she.
Yes.
We always talk about starting our own line of sweaters or
exclusive
jumpers.
Premium sweaters.
We would call them jumpers.
Yeah, definitely.
Because that's what Claudia calls them.
Yes, because I'm Australian.
I know you're Australian, but I also think of you as a bit of an Anglophile.
Well, I did live in London prior to America.
The States.
The States. Prior to the States, I lived in London. And so that might be why you think I'm English.
I don't think you're English. I just think that you like English things better.
Than what? American
the States
things?
Well,
sometimes, but not always.
Like, I believe that if we had tea time, you would partake.
I don't like tea.
You don't?
Give me a hot Java anytime over tea. No, oh. I just am like, you know.
I thought you liked tea.
No.
What? We've had tea many times.
I know, but that's like fun because you're sorting it out. But I would never make myself a cup of tea in my home.
Oh.
Never.
Oh.
And then when English people come to stay at my house, they're always like, could I have some tea? And I'm like, oh my God. But I do have some, but it's probably from like 5 years ago. I don't know if tea expires.
I think it's fine.
It's a dried leaf.
Yeah, I think it already comes expired.
But I did have some peppermint tea that I was keeping in the freezer because I had a pantry moth situation in my apartment, and an English person came to stay and I made us the peppermint tea and it tasted like poison.
Ew.
So I don't know what happened to it. Yeah.
Ew, why?
That, I have
maybe
no
you're not
idea.
Supposed to freeze it.
Yeah, maybe not.
Maybe it just was shitty tea.
It was Twinings. Oh. Like, I think it was normal. But I've never investigated, like, the tea world. There's probably, like, massive human rights violations in the tea industry.
Oh.
So I'm anti-human rights violations. I wanted to get that out there.
God, I shouldn't have laughed at that because maybe you're right and that seemed insensitive.
Well, luckily we don't drink enough tea to be, you know, major culprits in the tea crisis that I might have invented.
It was just a lovely thing from top to bottom.
It's, oh, I love the ritual of it. It's a very nice thing that English people do like to do where it's like they're always having a cup of tea. But, you know, I feel like people say this all the time, so there's nothing new about me saying it, but it's like I never, it's too hot and then you forget about it. Then you're like, oh, I forgot to drink that tea.
Right.
And then you've just used up all your milk.
Right. Well, doesn't the milk cool it off so that it's not too hot for you to drink? This is so boring.
I think this is the best podcast you've ever done.
Also, do you say jumper because of England or Australia?
Australia. We don't say sweater in Australia.
Oh.
But I do think like the internet has brought on like a global, not only like economy, but also language has globalized. So now I think because like there's so much online shopping, everyone's just like, I think a lot more people say sweater now.
You know what bothers me? And this is really dumb.
What?
When people call sweatshirts sweaters.
Yeah, because it's wrong.
Yes. But I don't feel like a good person correcting them.
Yes.
I just don't care for that.
When someone makes that huge mistake.
It's huge.
I just think they don't care about sweatshirts or sweaters or clothes in general.
But then why work at a clothing store? Because that's what happens.
Oh, in clothing stores. Wow.
Yeah, she's like, I love that sweater.
I haven't been in a clothing store for a million years because of the global economy and the internet.
Because of one of your hobbies.
Online shopping.
One of your addictions, filling the void.
True.
Online shopping.
Well, that was actually the thing. I was like, what is the thing? And do you know, it's the place it starts from is I love reading online reviews.
Mm-hmm.
I love reading reviews of products. And that is what like got me into skincare.
Are you obsessed with The Strategist?
I do read The Strategist a lot, but I also, skincare wise, I did kind of like arrive at my routine or regime years ago. So there's like not that much new stuff I'm needing to add to
regiment.
Yes.
And you found out about that before The Strategist from Paula's Choice.
Well, but prior to Paula's Choice, even I think I just wanted to like not have so many like visible pores on my nose.
Mm-hmm.
And this would, and also I think I had like bad skin.
I've never known you to have bad skin. That from day one of knowing you.
Well, because I fixed it because of the internet.
So tell me what you use.
Well, because, well, the main thing I think is Retin-A. That is the like the key to everything. But no one ever gets it. People ask me about my skin all the time. And I'm like, you have to use Retin-A. And then people are like, I know.
I used to. It dried out my skin.
Yeah, you have to really break through.
You have to break through some barriers.
You do. And so, but what happened for me was I was like, just like Googling forever how to fix my pores. This was a long time ago as well. This was about 8 years ago. And then I stumbled upon like information about Retin-A, which was like, and also Retin-A not only clears up skin, but it also prevents wrinkles.
Whoa.
And it's the only clinically proven topical ointment or cream thing that you can put on your skin that like reverses wrinkles.
So how long is the dry barrier? How long does the dry barrier last?
Forever. No, not forever, but like my skin is dry.
And
you just have to moisturize and put serums on and then you're fine.
Yeah, because you don't even read as a dry skin person.
Well, I am.
And but do you have to get a prescription?
You do have to get a prescription. But when I first started using Retin-A, I was buying it from like an Indian pharmacy online. This was like because I was too shy to go to a dermatologist in Australia. And so, and also I couldn't afford to. So I was just buying it from an Indian pharmacy online. And sometimes it was Canadian, but it was like,
did it work?
Well, here's what they said. Like, when I was reading so much about it, they were like, you will either get like more pimples than ever before. Like, oh, your skin will either get incredibly dry or incredibly greasy. And my skin, I didn't break out, but I suddenly had like the shiniest skin.
Right.
But I was like, is it because I'm using like weird expired Retin-A, or is this just what's happening? But there was definitely a time in my life for about like 3 months where my skin was like bizarrely oily. And if you actually look at my Twitter profile photo, it was taken during that time.
And when it was very oily, were you breaking out a lot?
No, it was just like, it was like someone had just like poured olive oil on my face.
Wow.
It was very weird. But also I was very private, so no one knew what was going on. I didn't tell anyone what I was doing.
But okay, so you still use Retin-A.
Yeah.
But you also use other things. Oh, why? Yes.
Because
And what do you use? Biologique?
I was using Biologique or Recherche. I have no idea how to say it.
Yeah.
As my like exfoliant toner mm-hmm. thing. Because it's, you know, it's fun. It looks like it's from the 1970s. It feels like it might be poison. It smells bad.
Mm-hmm.
It stings.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know that it's the best one. So that's right. My exfoliant step. So I cleanse.
Right.
I use a cleanser for dry skin mm-hmm. that you put onto dry skin. Then I exfoliate. That, and I was using, I've just finished using the Biologique Recherche, and I didn't feel like spending the money on a new bottle. So I just have gone back to a Paula's Choice exfoliant.
I found that the Corsix.
Oh, is that how you say it?
I don't know. I don't know that. That's how that's I say it in my reading. That's the other thing about online shopping is minds.
You never hear things said out right. loud.
So you don't know how to say them.
Yeah.
But I use, it's called, it's, has a purple label. I think it's called like, it's got some ugly name, like Whitehead something or other, but right. it works just like the Biologique right. and it's way cheaper and it's great. I
Do
love it.
Do you know about like the BHA or AHA content?
See, that's another thing. Like, yeah, it's in there. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's, there's like 16%. Like, I don't know how to gauge those things. I used to.
I think if it was 16%, your face would fall off.
Okay, so it's not that. Maybe it's like point. I don't know. I can show you the label. I have no idea. Whoever's listening to this, don't quote me on that. I don't know what. So then after you use that toner,
yes.
Then what?
Then I put serums on.
Uh-huh.
And I always.
What serums?
Well, I always want to have a vitamin C serum uh-huh. because vitamin C, it makes your sunscreen work better. It helps with sun damage. It also apparently is good for like. See, this is the other funny thing about skincare is there are so many words where I'm like, what does that mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, what does glow mean? Like, they're like, oh, I just need something to enhance my glow.
Mm-hmm.
That's. It's not a real quality. That's not a tangible effect.
Right.
But I think it's also meant to help with like skin elasticity, which is like an actual thing.
Mm-hmm.
So vitamin C, at the moment I'm using one from, what did you call it?
Corsix. I don't know.
Corsix.
I think it's COS. COSRX.
In my head it's COSRX, but I don't know.
No, you're right.
Who knows? Which is a Korean brand. But I'm using the one that they made with Soko Glam, and mm-hmm. it's called Triple C Lightening Liquid.
Mm-hmm.
And someone saw it and they were like, lightening. And I'm like, no, not lightening. Lightening.
Lightening.
Yeah.
Like it lightens your skin. It's not like you're getting struck by lightning.
No. As in you are getting struck by lightning. Oh. It's not lightening your skin. I think it's meant to help with pigmentation as well.
Okay. So that seems like a vitamin C.
Which is a sun thing. And I have noticed on one side of my face, I have it because that's like the side of the car I sit on.
Right.
Which makes sense.
Interesting.
Even though I am, you know, devoted to SPF. And it's sad to have sun damage when you have worn sunscreen every day of your life since you were 12 years old.
I know, but the shit that I use now, which I actually have been liking, and we can talk about it in a second, says you can't use this product with vitamin C.
Oh, that's bad.
Also, when I use sunscreen,
yeah,
no matter what, it gets in my eyes. Like, it doesn't completely dry on my face, and I squint, and it gets in my eyes.
So you don't,
and it hurts.
Are you saying you don't wear sunscreen?
I don't. Because I don't, I cannot find one that doesn't absorb into my skin.
What about the one I use and is on my skin right now, Elta MD?
Fine.
Tinted is just so good.
Okay. Tinted moisturizer.
It's an SPF 46.
Uh-huh.
And it's Elta MD. I use the one that's like for, it's got zinc and niacin. No, I don't know how to say
no.
it.
No.
Niacinamide.
I don't know. But also, I like being tan.
Yes.
That's the Long Island.
Well, this
in
one
me.
Makes me look more tan because it's a little bit tinted.
And so when do you put on your Retin-A, and do you use it twice a day?
No.
Once.
You can't use it twice a day because it does make your skin more sensitive to sun damage. You can only use it at night.
Right.
And then you have to be very careful to use SPF in the daytime if you're using Retin-A. So don't even think about using it if you're not.
That's why you're always wearing hats and such.
Exactly.
Don't even think about using it if you're going to be in the sun.
Yeah, don't even think about using it.
Because you'll get crazy burns.
You're not going to use SPF because you'll sizzle your face off.
Right.
Which a lot of these things, you know, do on purpose anyway, but not in the way that you want to get sizzled.
So you seem to have a pretty consistent regimen with skincare.
I do. I change what the vitamin C is just because I do. And I used to use a Drunk Elephant, which I really love.
I love it.
It's just very expensive.
Yeah.
And I love that one. And I have a lot of new products right now because a friend of mine went to an event where she got two huge suitcases full of like skincare and beauty products.
Expensive.
Yes, like all over the shop in terms of prices. So it's like I'm not famous enough to go to those events, but I know people who do, and then they give me the stuff they don't want.
That's the best.
So I have a lot of weird things that I wouldn't have necessarily purchased myself right now.
But you don't do you often try new skincare things?
Well, at the moment I've got a few new things.
Like what?
Well, I've got, I think the brand's called Mortar and Pestle, uh-huh. or Pestle and Mortar, uh-huh. to be different. And I'm using their hyaluronic acid serum. Uh-huh. So I use that, and I use my SoCoGlam COSRX C Lightening Liquid at the same time. That's in the serum step.
Uh-huh.
Then, because I got it for free, mm-hmm. I use the Glossier like eye and lip cream.
Right.
Which is just, it comes in a little aluminum like pump thing.
Right.
And you put it under your eyes. And then I also got like a weird lip thing called like Alginus lip plumping. It
doesn't work, or does it?
Do you know?
Of course it doesn't. Like basically the only thing that works.
Nothing plumps your lips.
I know. It's so
not,
true.
Not possible.
It's so not possible.
Except if you get stuff injected into it.
I can't. I've never gotten any injections in my face because once you start, there's no going back.
I have heard that, possibly from you. I've not had any facial injections either, but it kind of makes sense in that like you're like squirting something into your face and creating like a pocket. And then once it wears off, once the pig poison,
then your
Botox,
face falls again.
Yeah, then you've got like a hole in your face.
Well, it's more like if I look like an old person now and I have
whatever,
if I have natural wrinkles on my forehead or laugh lines or whatever, and I get injections, then they last for 3 months. Then when they stop lasting,
then you've got big holes.
Well, and my face just goes back. So my face is switching constantly from being like old and young. Like it seems like there's a lot of upkeep, and I don't even, if I can't do
like
things myself, I'm not interested.
Yeah. Yeah. Sort of same, I think. And also it just seems like you would have to like constantly be like carving out a week where you can't go outside because you've got like crazy
also,
stuff happening. I don't know.
Here's something weird.
I support everyone.
Right. I have nothing against it. And there, I'm sure there are a ton of people that I know that have had it, have had injections. And also I can't tell because it looks so good.
It would be quite the scandal if my face was full of them right now.
I'd be like, are you 65 years old? But I find it often makes people look older.
Well, yes, because it makes you look like, especially when people in their 20s do it, because it makes them look like they want to, they're trying to
look like they're covering up.
Yeah, they're looking. Like, I'm tending to my aging. And you're like, what aging? Right. Now you automatically look 38.
Right. Like in your 20s, you're still pretty much a teenager.
Yeah.
Like your 20s, you're not an adult yet. Sorry, ideally, guys.
It will be, yeah. Well,
it's actually a great thing. There's no apology necessary. Like, yeah. I wish, I'm glad that I'm not in my late 20s anymore, because that was a time of transition.
Right.
But up until age like 27, 28, everything was perfect.
Everything rocked.
I had no money. There was everything rocked. I had no money, tons of drama, cared about so much irrelevant stuff. Yeah. It was great.
Yeah.
I had a great time.
Heaven.
Now it's like, oh, I don't get bored because I don't care about drama. And I'm like a grown up who's like, I'll just sit and like look at the wall and like be fine. Like, that's so sad.
That's what you're doing.
No. Sometimes I can just like sit and like ponder.
Right.
And I'm like, what happened? I used to be fun. I'm choosing this instead of like hanging out with somebody.
Right. Oh, just sitting and pondering.
Just being with myself.
But also you have a child. No offense, but you do. So that is like, I imagine, hugely mentally consuming. Oh, wait. Is that meant to be a secret that you don't want people to know on your podcast?
Oh, no.
That would be funny if you were keeping Mary a secret.
No, not at all. It's like also Joan like...
Joan Crawford.
There's no hiding her name anymore. Some people don't want you to know the name of their kid.
Sorry.
No. Everybody knows that she's Mary James. Mary James. Yeah. Rust. But... maybe that has something to do with it. But anyway, I feel like you don't only online shop for skincare.
No, I also online shop. Well,
for everything.
Right now, I do online shop for everything. Yes.
Do you do that thing where you put a ton of stuff in baskets but don't buy it?
No.
Oh, really?
Well, also recently I've become, I don't want to bring the podcast down, but I have become so scared about the climate crisis.
Yeah.
So everything has sort of changed in terms of who I buy things from.
Right.
How much I buy. I do return everything I would say a solid 80% of the things I buy.
Yeah.
So it's more just like the hobby is the clicking, the searching and the clicking.
And it does fill an empty space in my heart.
Absolutely. And then the reviews are part of it, because you're like, oh, I'm researching to truly find the best whatever.
It is
like,
so
right now what I want so badly but I'm sure I will not buy is like a really great ankle boot that doesn't gape around my ankle.
Every year during between now and when you go to Australia.
Yes.
You look for a new ankle boot.
I know.
And
it never
a perfect
happens.
Jumper.
Yeah.
Every year.
I know.
I've never known you to look for a jean.
I just bought some jeans.
From where?
Everlane.
Interesting.
Yeah. But we'll see. It's because I'm an apple.
Right.
So because I'm an apple.
Why don't you tell everybody what an apple is?
Okay, an apple. Okay. It's like an evil thing invented by women's magazines, but also it's sort of a real thing as well, which is just like there are a few certain types of body shapes. I'm an apple, which is a very common one, but generally in the world, like an ideal body shape for a woman is an hourglass, and the weight of that hourglass goes in up and down throughout time in terms of what you want. But right now it's an extreme hourglass. It's like a tiny waist, a huge hip.
Oh.
You know, people are into that.
Wait, so what is an apple?
An apple is skinny legs, narrow hips. When you gain weight around your stomach.
Mm-hmm.
And so like, and then breasts are, your chest is like, it can be a small chest or a large chest.
I think skinny arms. I think it's usually pretty large chest.
I think it's 50-50.
Oh.
Like my friend
but
Emily,
if you have a small chest, wouldn't you just
be
a string bean?
No, because you like carry your weight around your stomach.
Oh, I see.
Whereas like to me, to be a pear.
I'm a pear.
A pear is a dream come true.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is. Get real. Okay.
No, because I gain all my weight.
Gain weight, you gain it in your hips, in your thighs. Welcome
and my
to
stomach.
What everyone wants.
No, and my stomach. Stomach, hips, thighs. But
stop lying.
I'm not. Claudia, a pear is also, a pear is an apple with a skinny top. So I have like a small head,
small head.
I have a mad small head.
I've never thought that head is actually
no,
part of it.
No, my head is so small. I have a small ass head, super narrow shoulders, no tits, and a big stomach, ass, and thighs. Like, and not super skinny legs. Like, I don't care for it. I mean, it is what it is.
Well, I think the patriarchy and like the capitalism, all of these things are like built to make us feel bad about whatever we are.
Well, it's like,
so don't
I wouldn't
feel sad
feel
that
bad.
You're, no, honestly, the world is your oyster if you're a pear.
No, it's not, because I have favorite jeans that I go in and out of them fitting me because of my hips. When I gain or lose weight, it's all in my hips. So like my waist doesn't really change that dramatically.
Can you see how that would be so cool for me?
But they won't go over my hips. They won't go over my thighs.
Here's
or
what,
hips.
No jeans will close around my stomach because jeans are all about the waist size. So any jean that fits my leg or thigh, my little stick leg or thigh correctly, does not fit around my stomach. That's why I'm not buying jeans.
I don't even know if they would fit my waist because I can't get them over my thighs.
You have 900 pairs of jeans.
That's
what
why.
Are you talking about?
I have so many
all
jeans.
Jeans
I'm addicted
cool
to
you.
Jeans.
You're addicted to jeans, and that's cool.
But they never look right. That's why I have so many, because when I was growing up,
yeah.
Jeans weren't as plentiful. Like it wasn't as easy to find jeans. Like we either had like the Gap.
Yeah.
Or I guess like expensive designer jeans, uh-huh. like Jordache or whatever. Like uh-huh. Levi's weren't.
You're wearing a Jordache sweatshirt.
Yeah.
It's cool.
Like Jordache was a little too 70s. They weren't big in the 90s.
Yes.
Gap looked whack. And Levi's weren't. They were for like workers. Like uh-huh. Levi's weren't in.
Okay.
But my older sister and her friends, like they all looked really cool in jeans, but I was very, very skinny in middle school, mm-hmm. like went through puberty late bloomer.
Uh-huh.
So jeans just didn't look good on me. And I couldn't wait to be a teenager to finally look good in jeans. And then raving, big jeans were popular. And so I just wore huge jeans all the time.
Right.
And like, there's something in my mind that's like one day, you will find the perfect pair of jeans that looks so good and you wear them every day. I have found those. They don't fit me anymore. Like
right.
when I'm at a certain weight, I like the way I look in most jeans. I'm yes. not at that weight right now. I'm fine with what my body looks like. It's just.
You want the jeans to fit.
I want the jeans to work around that weight.
Yes. Yeah.
Like Alexa Chung always looks good in jeans.
Because she's.
Very so skinny
thin.
And such long legs and yeah. is a model. So yeah, I'm not going to compare and despair.
Yes. But I think you do look good in jeans, and I'm not doing this to be like, just like a compliment off. Well, you have like an extraordinary jean collection, but guess what? If you're an apple, you can't wear a non-stretch denim.
All relevant to our podcast, right?
I really am enjoying it.
Okay. Okay. Do just checking with Amanda. Cause okay. she has to tell me when I'm rambling.
No,
jeans is, it is a hobby of mine that you just pointed out.
Yes. Well, this is part of why I like online shopping. It's, or reading reviews is, I love a quest for an item.
Totally.
And a quest, you know, there are certain clothing quests that I've never found the thing.
That's such a good
point. A perfect Fair Isle sweater. Oh, I die for it.
I know you've been looking for that for so long. And like, but I feel like we've found some on Etsy and then you've just been like.
I know, but then you buy it and then you're like, this is too, oh, the wool is shrunken. Oh, it's from the 1940s. So it's like, it feels horrible
right.
now. It has to be, it's look and feel.
Right, right.
And my mom's an incredible knitter, and when I was in high school I forced her to knit me a Fair Isle sweater, but it was now I'm like, why did I choose those colors?
Can you force her to make you another one now?
I can, but I'd also feel bad because I could also...
You just want to find it.
Buy one. I know.
I love the quest too. There is definitely... I totally agree with you. Like the research of reading reviews, the quest, the stumbling upon new... sources like yes. new websites and stuff oh, or yeah. like things that you find on Instagram.
And you brought so many new references or quest easy like quest resources to me.
That's so great
because you're also a quester.
I'm a quester.
Yeah,
yeah. I'm a hunter and a gatherer and and a returner.
Oh yeah, you must be a returner. I return times.
But I definitely hear you with like climate crisis and I
that's why
feel
I feel
weird about
I
Amazon.
I don't buy ASOS anymore. Also, it's just like you get older and you're like, ooh, I hate polyester.
Right. That's my problem with Zara.
Well, that was the thing what like that coincided with me like living in London, which was like I didn't have much money, but the high street stuff was so accessible there. And you could it like H&M, Topshop, blah, blah, blah. All of these stores, it was like you could buy stuff so easily, return at ASOS. Yeah. I had friends who like very much were like, welcome to ASOS when I moved to England. And it was so easy to return things and buy a million things. And also right. things didn't cost very much. They had right. constant sales, blah, blah, blah. But you're like, ew, it's all landfill.
It's landfill.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
That's... I've noticed that so much more with when I have to buy Mary clothes.
Yeah.
Because unlike me, where, yeah, my weight fluctuates, but like not to such an extreme.
She's growing.
Right.
She's, yeah.
Her clothes
she's
are literal
landfill.
She's constantly
gaining weight in that she's a growing baby.
Well, the doctor did say that she... eats too much starch and like
oh wow.
she's in like the 90s. It was weird. I don't
that is weird.
It gave me a little anxiety and had me I'm constantly questioning like my own body issues when it comes to Mary's weight, not so much mine. Like
yeah,
I guess I just don't want her. I want her to grow and feel comfortable with whatever body she has.
Yes.
And the way for her to do that is for me to be, I don't know, is it like a parent thing or is it like shielding her from like the magazines of the world? Like,
well, guess what? Magazines don't exist anymore.
I know. But, and like plus size models are cool.
Yeah. I think probably actually she's in a great position to feel fairly good about herself in that like people, I mean like every body shape is like much better represented these days. And then by the time... I mean, she's probably already absorbing that poison.
Yeah.
But she'll probably, like, by the time she's, like, 12 or whatever, I think it'll be even better for her in that regard.
I should go to therapy.
You should go to therapy.
Yeah. So, yeah. So, the kids' clothes. So, I mean, and I think Zara has great-looking stuff.
Yeah.
It doesn't always feel, the material doesn't feel so great, but they come out with new stuff literally, like, every other day.
Yeah.
And Mary is growing and needs new clothes a lot. And I feel so guilty buying from these big places that just...
are definitely evil.
Producing are definitely what?
Evil.
Yeah.
Because
like
there's
my,
environmental impact and there's also...
There's a huge environmental...
human impact where they're like, you know...
Dude.
Sweatshops.
Not only that, which is a huge thing, but like they have... the people who own these companies, Amazon, Zara, H&M, I don't know who they are. I'm sure it's a lot of people, shareholders, this and that. But
and
like,
Jeff Bezos, yeah.
Yes. But like, you know when you watch Datelines or read articles about like women who get kidnapped into sex trafficking or really bad, like, and it's like they're regulated by like really rich, important people. And it's like those people.
Yeah. Wait.
Like,
what?
I feel like by if
Jeffrey Epstein, what's happening?
I feel like when I'm supporting companies like Amazon, Zara,
yeah,
whatever,
yeah,
I might be supporting sex trafficking.
I couldn't.
I don't know. I just have a bad feeling that they're linked. But like,
well, I think anyone who's a billionaire is evil, obviously, and is probably benefiting from, you know, the subjugation of many people. Who knows if they're actually sex trafficking people, but let's just say they are.
I don't
know. Every billionaire is a sex trafficker.
It's just so scary. I read and listen and watch way too much true crime, but like,
that's what women do.
Anyway, yeah. So I try to do a lot of consignment, secondhand, vintage, and I love Etsy, but there's no return policy.
I know, that is the brutal thing about Etsy. You have to feel very sure that you want it.
Because there's also shipping costs. So
yes.
Which is why I prefer going vintage shopping in real life than online.
That makes a lot of sense. Well, and in that way, I'm like, you're in a pretty good position because I think so much of your wardrobe is vintage or thrift store, which has a much smaller environmental impact. And the sweatshop was was running in the 70s, so it doesn't even matter. Well, it does. But
right. I mean, when I also like when I get hand-me-downs from my friends who have kids that are bigger than Mary, it's the best because they're all cute. They're all going to get stained anyway.
Yes.
But they're washed and it's fine. Like, it's so much better. And also, I like worn-in clothes. And I also like supporting, like small designers.
Yes.
But I don't know if that... I don't know. I like buying shit and...
Same.
I like saving money, but also, like, we don't buy used skincare.
No, and I do... Like, that is a thing I'm trying to figure out as well, because also plastic is so bad. And I'm like, oh right, everything I buy skincare wise comes in plastic. And I've bought a few things recently to be like, okay, this is a face wash that comes in a block and it doesn't come in, there's no plastic, and you like scrape a bit off and turn it into a face wash, but it also like doesn't feel nice and it makes my skin dry. But I do feel depressed every time I like, you know, I have invite more plastic into my life.
This is the second podcast in a row where the climate crisis has come up. Just saying.
Well, yeah, that might be it is my new sad obsession. It is. Yeah,
I had you also knitwear online shopping. And I'm going to say once again, I'll reiterate that it is like such an area where I use to like fill the void.
Yeah.
Hobby. I don't know if it qualifies as a hobby, but like I do it obsessively and compulsively, and we haven't talked about it. And it's like there is something about consuming that makes me feel better for a very short period of time.
Yes, and then by the time the thing arrives, you're like, why did I do that?
Right, and then I do it again because it didn't work.
Return it. Yeah, well, probably like the like wildly generous return policies of certain companies makes you buy so much more.
Right.
And so then that sort of permits you to go crazier with the shopping.
No, like I can't just buy one thing from if I'm online shopping from one place, because then I'm like, well, I'm paying for shipping and packaging anyway. Oh, yeah, and anyway.
If you spend a certain amount, you get free shipping. So then you're like, well, I might as well spend.
Is online shopping the thing that's like ruining the planet?
It is a huge part of it. Okay. The fashion industry is a huge contributor to the climate crisis, but also, you know, fossil fuels and major industries that could help but refuse to help.
Uh-huh.
Is a major culprit as well. But yes, that's why, I mean, that is why, like, I'm like, okay, I'm not going to buy a new sweater. I'm going to knit a new sweater, which is taking me so long.
Didn't you do it?
I did one and now I'm doing another one.
Yeah, but that's amazing. I made a gorgeous
pink sweater.
I love it. That I think it's crazy that you knit a sweater to completion and it was the first thing you've ever knit.
Yeah, I'm shocked. But it was, you know, it was an easy design and it was an easy pattern and it was with huge wool from Wool and the Gang. I do feel like I'm advertising everything by naming any companies, but I also feel like if I was listening, I would.
Do you know that store on Vermont, the Little Knittery?
I've never gone to the Little Knittery.
It is a dream.
Yeah.
They have the most beautiful wool, the most beautiful colors. I love it there.
I should go.
And they feel so good and they have so many different options.
But this is the part of the thing where like the hunting and the research brain where it's like, now if I go into a store, I'm so reluctant to actually buy something. So I'm like, maybe I can find it cheaper online. Maybe I can find like a better range online. Right. Maybe I can find, okay, I can't buy this wool now because I need to find a pattern that will,
right,
that uses that wool.
I want to learn how to use my sewing machine.
Yes, I've like, you know, flirted with that idea numerous times in my life and it never really happened.
I want to be able to make stuff and like hem my own jeans. But anyway, you were like, I want to talk about skincare and knitting, but I thought of other things that are sort of hobbies for you.
Okay, what are they? I'm scared.
One's controversial.
I'm scared.
Gossip.
Well, yeah, I don't want to talk about that on a podcast.
Another one, romance.
I don't want to talk about that on a podcast either. These are not
so sweet. Romance is, it's so sweet. Like, can I just say, Claudia doesn't read that much, but when she does read, it's always love stories.
Is
it? It's most of the time love. It's most of the time.
Name a book other than Normal People. Normal People that is a romance that I've read. You can't because there isn't anything.
No,
else.
I can't think of it off the top of my head, but I just feel like you love like sweet stories. I also know you love The Throne, and that's why I said Anglo.
The Crown.
Fuck, I always mess it up. The Crown. The Crown.
Game and that, of Crowns.
We became such Anglophiles after the second season of The Crown.
Yes.
We bought Hunter raincoats.
Well, also I was in England when I bought my Hunter raincoat.
Oh.
So that was part of like that. I was shooting a movie in England and I was like, I want to buy a perfect raincoat because I was in like
but
Bristol.
You showed me. Can you explain what it is that okay, so like,
oh, the
emblem, the yes. tag in it. When
so
it's,
there's the His Royal Highness Prince. Well, it gets like, sorry, I'm distracted by the.
I know the sound we're distracting by Mary crying.
Well, I don't even know what it's called. Let's call it the Royal Seal of Approval.
Wait, I have the Hunter jacket and the Royal Seal of Approval right here.
Go
hold
check
on.
It. Okay, so I'll explain what it is. Which there are certain products that get the Royal Seal of Approval, and it ranges from Malden Sea Salt to Hunter raincoats.
Yeah, so if the Royal Company approves or uses this product, they put a seal on it. And the first one says, by appointment to Her Majesty the Queen, suppliers of waterproof footwear, Hunter Boot Limited. Edinburgh. And then the other one, by appointment to something, the Duke of Edinburgh, suppliers of waterproof footwear, Hunter Boot Limited, Edinburgh. Is that how I'm supposed to say it?
I say Edinburgh.
Edinburgh. But it's so, and then 1850, it's so cool that they make these special seals so that you know, yes, the queen approves.
The queen thinks this is good, so this is something and worth buying.
I just think that's so cool.
It is so cool. And Malden Sea Salt also has the seal.
That's so cool.
I like that it's not just clothes. It's like anything.
I love that.
There's probably like bullets that you can get that they love for probably when they're hunting.
Guns.
Yeah, guns. But I don't like
truffles.
I'd say maybe they've got some truffles they're into. I actually should research what else they've
approved. That's a fun thing.
It's truly the royal family's version of Oprah's favorite thing.
I love it. Yeah. You do love the royal family. Do you love them? Are you more into that than I am or not really?
No.
Oh, okay.
I don't.
Well, that's fine. Some people are. Some people are like really into that.
No, I mean, in Australia, the royal family has like, when I was growing up, obviously it was like Princess Diana, Fergie. And there was, I think as a joke, my mother put like pictures of the royal family. She glued them to our toilet. So like we're always very aware of like, there's a prince. You're a kid, so you want to know who the princesses are. Mm-hmm. And I was like, okay, those princes are around my age. I'll marry one of them, but I didn't want to marry Harry. But right. I didn't fully enjoy it. Like, I thought Princess Diana's wedding dress was stupid.
You did?
Yeah, it was too big sleeves. It was too big.
It was like pretty 80s.
It was very 80s.
You also love like drama movies. Like,
do tell. Go on.
Like, sometimes we'll watch trailers and we'll never see the movie, but like, we love watching trailers that make us cry.
Okay.
I think you like getting emotional. Because you're a comedian.
Yes.
And so you feel like you don't show your emotion. Like, you don't cry all the time. Like, you're guarded with your emotions so that when we watch something or read something... Like Flirting, we love that movie and it always makes us cry.
Yes.
And that's a love story.
I don't know if it does make me cry,
though. We cried.
Okay.
We both cried.
I think you did. I think it was just you crying.
You cried.
Okay.
Did you see Call Me By Your Name?
Yeah.
Did you cry?
No. I thought it was very beautiful. Mm-hmm. It made me want to go to Italy. It made me wish I was that kind of rich person who has a house in Italy and they have afternoon
snacks. Oh, you love
snacks.
You love life's fineries.
I do love life's fineries. That's true.
Like in all over the world, beautiful, the most beautiful bedding, hotels, fine foods, restaurants.
That's absolutely true. Yeah. I like nice food. The finer things. I like cooking nice food. I like the finer things. But then there are certain finer things where I'm like, I don't care.
Like what?
Handbags.
Right.
No interest.
That's jewelry. So true with me. Oh my jewelry, God, Claudia, I don't same.
Care. Yeah.
I want to care. Okay, I've never been like a big handbag person.
Yeah.
Like I never have a status bag. I don't want to spend money on them. I have like two really nice bags that were like cool, like I have the Celine Trio. Yeah,
that green one.
Yeah.
Gorgeous green.
I love it. But like I got, that was like the only beautiful bag I ever bought with my own money. And it has like stains on it. And I'm like, it's still good.
It is still good.
Yeah, it's fine. But like, and then I have a Proenza Schooler one that I was gifted because those guys are so awesome.
To be gifted with things.
A PS1. I know. Well, that was like a very, that was a huge surprise. And it was like the nicest gift I've ever received. But other than that, I use a tote bag.
What color is the bag?
Black. Wow. It's beautiful. But it hurts my shoulders. Mm. So I just don't really like carrying bags in general.
If I'm going to spend money on things, I want it to be so comfy.
Yeah.
I want it to feel so nice.
And I wish that I had a passion for jewelry, but I feel...
Think of all the money you're saving by not having a passion for jewelry.
I know. Though. I feel so guilty just buying myself jewelry.
Yeah.
Like, I love having nice jewelry.
I've never done it.
No, I like, you know, the last jewelry thing I got was this baby ring, but it was in Chinatown and it's real That's gold, nice. But it wasn't it expensive.
Is? How much yeah. was it?
I don't know, like $100, but you can that take a picture, expensive. But no pressure, but like not for jewelry.
Yeah. I think that's why I'm like, oh,
it's just too much.
It's just not my vibe.
Jewels. But what do you, are you, what do you spend the most money on? Like what, cause I used to be a huge shoe person when yes. I lived in New York. I yeah. still am, but I just don't wear heels. Like I would spend so much money on shoes, heels all the time.
Wild.
In my twenties and in New York, but not here in LA because I just don't wear them as much.
I don't. Well, I think you know the only shoes I wear when it's like not a casual day is those APC Mary Janes
that I gave
that
you.
I got on. Yeah, and then I got the patent ones on the Real Real.
Right. So you don't spend a lot of money. Is there anything that you splurge on?
Well, probably like the thing in my brain that makes sense to splurge on would be sweaters.
Totally.
And I'm trying to think of like, I'm trying to think of the most expensive sweater I own. I mean, probably those were gifts to me, not gifted, which means from the person, but like someone I will
like an APC or like yeah. an Acne sweater, which is yeah. like up there, but not it. Or you have like a Miu Miu sweater that John and I bought
yes,
you.
That is my beautiful present, a gift.
Right.
But yeah, it would be sweaters. Or like I have a coat. Like that's another thing. I'm like, oh yeah, coats have to cost money if mm-hmm. they're going to be nice. But also we live in Los Angeles and mm-hmm. I'm from Sydney, Australia. Two places with incredibly like temperate climates and yeah. the planet gets hotter day by day. So there's actually no reason to have those things. But I do love a beautiful coat.
Yeah. What's I was gonna say
do you think I've talked enough of I could just keep talking about shopping
about what
shopping
me too
Coats
I can talk about
I can talk about them all day long.
One thing I really never buy are skirts, which you have a lot of because you have great legs.
I actually don't. Well, I do have a lot of skirts, but I mainly wear this one I'm wearing right now, which is an A-line Urban Outfitters silk black mini skirt that's too big.
Really?
But it means when I eat food, it doesn't hurt.
That's great. It
because
doesn't
I'm an
look
apple.
So does it have pockets?
No pockets.
That's my issue.
But as you can see, it's like a bit baggy. So it's not too short.
It's perfect. It looks great.
Thank
it falls
you.
Perfectly.
It's comfy.
You get a lot of things hemmed to show off your gowns.
This I never got hemmed, but yes, I do have to get like dresses hemmed.
Yeah.
I guess dresses, that's something I'm like, ooh, if right. it's a fancy dress. That's the thing. I did just buy the most expensive dress I've ever bought.
From Bella Freud. And it's so pretty.
It's divine.
I love it.
But I need to get it altered.
Which is fine. I have a question for you is like, what is there a hobby that like a fantasy dream hobby where like you wish you like I wish that I could get really into skiing
or right.
like that's not really my fantasy one. I guess my fantasy one is like, oh, I wish I could be really, really good at interior design and like doing my house and like caring about getting curtains and stuff. I do, but I don't like
you
it.
You do that.
I really don't like it as much as I wish I did. Like Natasha Leggero is so good at it.
Yeah, she is so good at it.
Like
her
I don't,
house looks so good.
I have to get that bench re-caned. It's
I love
been
that
broken.
Bench.
It's been broken for over a year.
Really?
And like it would
describe the bench for listeners.
It's just like a 70s wicker. It's wicker. It's just like a beautiful dark brown wicker bench at the foot of my bed.
And it also doesn't look like it's from West Elm.
Right. It's
like it's real.
There's a certain kind of wicker that it's like the brewer chair, I think, wicker. I don't know if that's the right kind of chair I'm thinking of. But anyway, it's very 70s wicker. And I have to get it re-caned, and it would take me all of 10 minutes to
Google
a place, call them, and ask them to re-cane it. And I just don't feel like it.
Well, the weird thing that, like, another thing with, like, online shopping where it's made, like, certain errands so easy. Mm-hmm. And then other ones are just, like, if you can't figure out how to do it online, it's like, well, I'll never do it then.
Right. So I agree. So do you have like a fantasy? Another one would be like, I wish I had a green thumb. Like, that's another example. Like, I wish I was really into gardening.
These are certain things I expect myself to have if in my life I ever have a garden. But I don't have a garden. So I would love to have a green thumb and have a like gorgeous garden where I'm growing mm-hmm. foods.
But do you have one that you wish that you were really into now that you just can't, you're just like, I can't be bothered, it's just not for me?
Well it's not that it, like, I mean, knitting is the answer for that, because it, like, it solves the problem of, like, it would make me buy fewer sweaters and also be able to knit perfect sweaters. So, like, it's knitting,
right?
And at the moment in my life I've knit one and a half sweaters,
right?
And you wish, like, that beautiful lemon yellow mohair sweater I'm knitting is just halfway done. And it was my mistake for choosing a very thin wool with tiny thin needles, and it takes ages.
Yeah. It sounds really hard.
I know, but it is.
Do you enjoy doing it?
I do enjoy it when it's easy.
Right.
Like, in the first sweater I ever knit, it was so easy. The pattern was from Good Day and Night or something like that. I'm just saying that in case anyone wants to find an easy, nice sweater.
Oh, that's good to know.
And it cost $6 Canadian.
So knitting, but do you wish that you were also, like, I don't know. I guess that's a good enough answer.
It seems like it's not.
Also, I asked Claudia not to talk about cooking because I don't want any more cooking, but she is an amazing, she's my favorite chef.
Yes.
I'm not just saying that because she's my friend. Every year on my birthday, she makes me dinner. I've never had a better dinner. It's better than the restaurants I go to. Like, so I just didn't want her to talk about that, but that is a big hobby of hers.
It is a big hobby. It's probably the truest one, because it is actually the one I do almost every day.
And you're very good at it. And she's also like, I can make you dinner whenever you want. It's not just on your birthday. And I, like, feel too guilty, but I wish that she was my personal chef. I also want to say, I ask, like, what do you wear during your hobby? But since you're just, like, online shopping you're just wearing
just normal clothes. I don't change outfits to go online.
You don't
online.
Like put on a big sweatsuit.
No, but like
that's so depressing.
That's a funny part. That's a funny thing where I'm like, I do want to buy one. I do want to buy a sweatsuit.
I love
those entire world sweatsuits look so fun.
I'm also addicted to buying sweatshirts.
Yeah, you are. I think you.
I'm more of a sweatshirt freak than a sweater.
Yeah, you are.
Because sweatshirts I can wear when it's just like for most temperatures, whereas I have to be really cold to wear a proper sweater.
Yeah, well, I think, like, for me, because I lived in London, it was like it made sense to get obsessed with knitwear.
Oh, I wish I lived in a cold place.
But it's true that I don't live there anymore. Yeah, well, you're going to go to New York in November, so you can wear lots of sweaters.
But I want us to go on a little trip to the San Juan Islands.
So do I.
To stay at that cute little house.
Okay, we will. I want to do that.
I can just, like, paint.
You just have to send a group text. Is this the end of the podcast?
Yeah, we're done.
Should we put the microphones down?
Yeah, but I have separation anxiety because I want people to know how much you mean to me.
That's so nice.
But I feel like I do that with, like, every person I interview, but this is, like,
I beat all the others?
Not beat, but, like, it is. Claudia and I also talk about this stuff even when we don't have microphones. So basically I just don't want to stop hanging out, but
we could keep hanging out after this.
Okay, fine.
You might have plans though.
I have to see. Let me see if Mary's asleep, then you can come with me to Broadway Shoes if you want to return.
Ooh, what's that?
It's a It's nothing.
Okay.
Okay, bye. Bye. I love it. I love you guys. Claudia. Bye.
Thanks for having me.
Okay, bye. Bye.
Never miss an episode of Filling the Void. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen. Rate, review, and tell a friend. It really helps us keep this going. Filling the Void is an Erios production with editing by Veronica Gruba and original music by Michael Cassidy.
Erios.
Powered by Acast.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.